Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back. This is our next episode of the Sterling Municipal Library podcast, where we talk to you about books we would like to recommend.
And we have a guest that is reappearing on our show today. It's Earlene Mango, and she is bringing a true life horror rather than science fiction horror like we had last time.
Absolutely. Hello, hello. Thank you for having me back. I am going to review for you this awesome true crime book called Hannah Mary Tabbs and the Disembodied Torso, A Tale of Race, Sex, and Violence in America.
Wow,
That's awesome.
That sounds very intriguing.
It's intriguing, one, because the author, Kalise Gross, is a University of Texas professor in Austin. So she's a local author, and she loves to do criminal writing. Her last book, Colored Amazons, Crime, Violence, and the Black Woman in the City of Brotherly Love. She wrote that one a few years ago. And as she was doing more research, she came across this case going through penitentiary files in Philadelphia. February 16th, 1887, a worker was on his way to work and found this torso floating on his way and missing, of course, head, arms, and legs.
Of course.
And of course, he notified the authorities about this floating torso. Great thing to find on your way to work. It was very ambiguous. Mulatto, as they say. They couldn't tell the race of the torso. So 1887... you know, we're not too far from slavery situation, so if it's a white person, we must jump right on this case and what's going on. Mm-hmm. But if it's a Black person, what do we do? And, you know, people finding out that this torso is floating around, people are upset, what's going to happen? So you have to investigate. They're trying to figure out who the person is. If it's they know it was a man because they're missing the legs and arms and head. Well, 2 weeks goes by and someone files a missing persons report on a Wakefield Gaines, 24-year-old mixed-race Black man in Philadelphia. His sister, Jeannie, reported him missing. And that's where it kind of takes off from there. Mm-hmm. So let me get to Hannah Mary Tabbs. Hannah Mary Tabbs migrates from, I want to say, from Maryland to Philadelphia at age 15 with a baby. She says it's her little niece, but it could have been her child, mixed-race child she has with her. She's a really interesting figure. She marries very young to a man 15 years older than her, mm-hmm. named John Tabbs. Very nice man, works in hotels as a cutter or a carpenter, something like that. And she's really mean to him. And, you know, during that time, as a Black woman, you want to be married. And she's much younger than him. She marries John. She's like a terrorist in her community. She's violent to people. She's mean to people. Very few people even like her. But with the white community, she's very meek and sweet and loving. And what happens, she's having a torrid affair with this guy named, I think, Robert Wilson, but his last name is Wilson, and he is 18 years old.
So she's quite the cougar?
She's quite a cougar. So she's 32, he's 18, and they're having a torrid affair, and he's mixed race, so he's very pale in complexion. One day, he goes over to see her. Husband's at work, she's at home, and her lover, Wakefield Gaines, is there on the porch rocking, reading a newspaper, and a fight happens between Mr. Wilson and Mr. Gaines. And something happens, Gaines falls to the ground. The story goes where Wilson throws a chair and hits him over the head, and they fight, he's knocked out. And Mary tells Wilson, cut him up and throw him away. Get rid of him.
Because that's a normal response.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
And so that's how that all begins. She's had numerous affairs with people in town. She's been very mean, and even people in her own community were going to trial saying, no, this is who she is. She's crazy. She's mean, but
yeah.
With the cops and on trial, she's very meek, and she knows what to say to convince you. And mm-hmm. people are like, well, she couldn't have done anything wrong. She only got 2 years in jail, and Wilson got 12 years in jail, which got reduced to 9 years, 3 months in jail.
Does the book cover at all what her husband had to say about any of this stuff, or does he just kind of disappear from the picture?
Honestly, I can't remember if they really talked about him. They did say he was a very nice man. He treated her really well. And I think she just married just to get married, because during the Civil War is when she traveled to Philadelphia alone. So
he's definitely a bystander at this point.
He's definitely a bystander at this point, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The thing about it is, you know, Black history, people always want to show you the positive mm-hmm. side of it and positive women, all of this. But there were criminals. They were trying to protect themselves. They were people who had needs. I mean, there's sex in this book. There's gore. There's crime. Mm-hmm. All type of stuff that I really enjoyed. Yeah. Oh, that's okay. Awful of me to really enjoy it.
No, it's okay. I do too. So yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Okay. So are there any specific readers that you would recommend this to, or just lovers of true crime in general?
I think lovers of true crime in general, and what anyone that looks for the not common story, you should read this, definitely.
Okay. And I mean, it sounds timely. It's just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah,
they found love the affairs body. And yeah. Okay, so we're going to get into our game show portion of the interview, Erlene's Dancing.
I love this part of it. I do.
Hear that. So we're going to get to casting the main character right after this beautiful game show music. Okay, Erlene, so can you cast the characters for us?
Okay, so I've thought about this. Mm-hmm. And Mary Hannah Tabbs will be played by Regina Hall. If you don't know who she is, she was in Scary Movie, the little knockoff ones. That's the crazy black girl. That's her. that's for my, normal listeners. For Wilson, Jesse Williams, who plays mm-hmm. in Grey's Anatomy as a really handsome, fair-skinned doctor. Mm-hmm. And for her husband, I was thinking of Forrest Whitaker. He seems really nice. And for Mr. Gaines, who gets killed, Michael Ealy.
So Michael Ealy would be the torso.
Michael Ealy would be the torso. He's a very nice torso. I've noticed it in a few movies. So.
When we have flashback scenes, that's when he'll really show.
That will be the eye candy for you.
Okay, so we're going to go to our rapid fire round. Okay. We're going to ask you a series of questions, and please do not explain.
Okay. I'm so nervous.
So if you got to pick a character to kill from this book, who would it be?
Unfortunately, I would kill Mr. Wilson because she preys upon the weak, and he's very weak. He's 18. Mm-hmm. And, in the book, just because, even though he's 18, forget about 1887 or 2018, he gets interrogated and he just breaks and he confesses. Like, I did it. Yeah, I did it. And then finally, no, she made me do this and all these things. And she's like, I could have never done any. He just has to go. He just has to go. I don't like weak characters.
See, that was not what I was expecting about a book about a murderer.
So sorry. So sorry.
No, it's okay. Well, I mean, like a good surprise.
Without her,
twist.
The book kind of would have
that's
not
true.
Happened.
There would be nothing.
It would have been a little bit of a letdown, that book.
It is called Mary Hannah Tabbs.
Okay. What do you identify with most in the book?
I identify with being a woman of color mm-hmm. in the book.
Okay.
I know you read this book more than once. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to read it?
It took me a very long time the first time.
How would living in this book setting change you?
I could not live in 1887. Mm-hmm. I could not be a woman of color in 1887.
Yeah, especially not if you were just like transplanted like as you are now.
There would be no
back.
There'd be no way. Because
we have a book about you.
Yeah, it would be a book of Erlene Mango. Disembodied bodies found across
could
the United
not
States.
Could not take it anymore.
No, I couldn't take it anymore. No.
Yeah.
So did this book grow on you or did you like it immediately?
I liked it immediately because it jumps right into it. And I liked it because it's actually a short read. It's only about 150 pages.
Oh. So our last round is going to be the game of chance where you're going to roll two dice and then we are going to see what they land on for an excerpt.
I love this part. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to page 6, line number 20. Forgive me. All right. Even so, despite this analytical approach and rigorous historical investigation, there is much about Hannah Mary Tabbs and her crimes that will ultimately remain a mystery. Ooh.
That was a scintillating
I love it.
Sentence.
That's good stuff. And I read it so well. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. And stay tuned for more exciting book recommendations next week. But before then, please make sure that you vote for us. We are currently running for the ELGL Leslie B. Knope Award. So you will have a chance to say we're the best library in the universe.
Because we are the best library in the universe.
Visit us on Facebook to find the link and cast your vote.
Think of it as a way to pay for this. Premium content.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.